This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're making the most of your Martin Luther King Day. If you are off, let us know what you're doing while you're off today. If you're in the office or out doing some business, love to hear from you as well. We love the fact that you Tolo with us. 877-881-1053. Did you ever have a situation where your significant other fell in love with the enemy? We'll get into what Jimmy Garoppolo has done to my household in just a few. Oh. Yeah.
Bachelor party time?
It might be Shippy. Shippy's been trying to throw me a bachelor party for
years.
For quite some time now. Yeah. And I think that Shippy, that we're getting closer to that era than we ever have before.
I'm not good at planning, but I can plan that.
The Jimmy Garoppolo is the quarterback that kind of was brought in to save the franchise.
Sure. Has he been, like, would you say that's been a successful mission? Because I know a lot of people don't give credit for that to him.
But you know what? Kevin, look at Troy. Was that successful?
Yes.
How much credit does he deserve?
I think he deserves a lot of credit. I don't feel like he always got the credit. And that's the thing. Like, let's say that he just continues to pile up mediocre statistics, but they win three of the next six Super Bowls. He'll go to the Hall of Fame.
I did my job. I didn't turn the ball over. My running game was great. My defense was great. We were able to do I got my job done as the quarterback of a team. And he signed, a five-year, $137 million deal? That was 2 years ago?
Holy, was it really that much? That's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it worked. Like, you can't argue. I might have all kinds of thoughts about who's good and who's not, but you can't argue with what the 49ers are doing right now. They're in the Super Bowl. They can just say, shut up. I'm in the Super Bowl.
You know how many passes he's thrown in the playoffs, Kevin?
Hold on. They've only played two games. This last one, he only did eight. I'm going to say 25.
27.
So close.
You undersold him there, Kevin. But yeah, he's only thrown 27 passes so far in the playoffs. And that's, I guess,
guess what?
Eight, you know what, in that game.
You know what
eight.
I say to that? It works. They're in the Super Bowl, so it works.
After the game, Terry Bradshaw, Kevin, on the announcing the trophy and all that stuff in the championship, the NFC championship following, this is Terry Bradshaw with Jimmy G.
Came in without talking to the quarterback. I told you a while ago, your arm can't possibly be tired. You only threw eight passes. You threw that many warming up on the sideline. I was watching.
That is a man right there, Kevin, that his entire legacy rides on the fact they had the best defense and a really good running game and occasional opportunistic moments with the passing game. But he didn't throw for a bunch of yards. Terry Bradshaw knows. That's great, man.
Man, that would be the spot where I would be rolling through it and be like, yeah, just like in Super Bowl IX where you had 96 yards passing, but that worked out just fine, didn't it? Like, remember, we did the stat about Ryan Tannehill. Was he like the first AFC quarterback to win back-to-back playoff games since Bradshaw back in the 70s with less than 100 yards passing? So I would think he would respect him and not take shots at him. Stupid Terry Bradshaw.
Isn't that a bad time to take a shot at somebody, too? They're celebrating winning the championship game.
Yes. By the way, fun fact about Super Bowl IX. Do you want to take a guess what the score was at halftime?
9-3.
Lower.
3-0.
Lower.
0-0.
2-0.
Higher. That is correct! At the half.
I am the football guy.
At the half, Pittsburgh led by a robust score of 2-0.
I've always wanted somebody to win 3-2.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's happened before. That's absolutely happened.
I'm going to watch that game tonight.
But that's back when, I don't even know if they have film. That's like back when football, you could only run it and all kinds of terrible stuff.
I'm going to imagine that game tonight.
So anyways, Terry Bradshaw needs to shut up about that.
Somebody said that the fact that you guys compared Aikman to Jimmy Garoppolo offends me. I don't understand why. The guy has potential to win. Yes, I agree. Aikman was a very accurate thrower. Absolutely, he was. And if you've ever listened to our show, we've always said that. Troy Aikman could have gone out and probably done something else. Do I think he would have won championships with that team if he'd have decided, I'm going to Dan Marino this son of a gun? No. I think that Troy Aikman could have won at other at a lot of different things, but I think he realized the best way to win with that specific team was to do it the way that they did it. And they were fantastic at what they did. From the 214, I'm off and driving around listening to my favorite show. And it's not even July 4th, and they're getting to drive around today,
guys. Oh, my God. How many people understand that reference?
Probably that guy. From the 817, this guy is a bus driver. From the 845, Garoppolo is Trent Dilfer with a fat contract. And then somebody said from the 214, Jimmy G won a shootout in New Orleans, 26-35, 349 yards, and 4 touchdowns.
I don't like the fact that people totally discount win-loss statistics from quarterbacks. If you don't think that's the end-all, be-all, because there's a lot that goes into it, that's totally fine, and I understand that. But I do think there is something to be said for somebody who just consistently wins. When Garoppolo got, like, his mini-shot in New England, he won. When he went to San Francisco before he got hurt, he won. Now that he's come back, he won. Like, there is something to be said for somebody who just always finds a way to win. And if it's putting yourself in the right situation, okay, maybe. But he's still finding a way to win.
Yeah, and I think there's something to be said, too, Kevin, for the quarterback that goes into the game planning room, sits down with the head coach, and the head coach goes, hey, man, we're really going to destroy this team with the run game.
Yeah.
And here's why. Let me show you. And the coach and the quarterback says, all right, that's the plan. So I got, how can I help? How can I do my part to make sure that our running game exposes them? Or maybe they even get into the moment and he realizes, hey, we're tearing them up with this. We got to keep taking advantage of it. All right, Kevin, here's a problem though.
But you just hyped him up.
Yeah, no, I absolutely did. My wife was taking a nap on the couch and I'm sitting there kind of doing stuff on the phone and I look up. Erin Andrews is doing her package with Jimmy Garoppolo. Adrian wakes up from her nap, kind of, you know, haphazardly looks up. And she goes, oh, wow, who's that? And I was like, oh, it's Erin Andrews. And she was like, no, but who's Erin Andrews interviewing? And I said, at this moment, Shippy, I knew. Like, this is the moment that I realized she never asks about anything. Mm-hmm. Anything involving sports.
Yeah.
But she saw Jimmy Garoppolo on TV, and I said, well, that's Jimmy Garoppolo. And she was like, where did he come from? And I was like,
Whoa. Hey,
you stop that right now. And I wanted to turn the TV off because every time like he popped up on the screen, she kind of just stared and lingered for a little bit.
Oh, dear.
He's a good-looking guy.
Did you tell her that he has bad taste in porn stars?
I didn't. I did tell her that. Actually, I was telling Kevin, I started pointing out that he's – hey, these are the kind of girls that he's after, by the way. And
what a class act.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a classy guy, right? Yeah. I only go after you. He's going after all the adult film stars.
Yeah.
It did not seem to deter her.
Wow.
And I don't know if you...
It's
you ever,
kind of exciting.
You guys ever had like this kind of situation pop up in your household? Have you ever, he's really cute. And like that kind of felt like maybe it's going to be a problem in your marriage?
No.
I mean, I'm very single, so, you know, it's a, no.
So, I'm curious.
No, because you're not married. Okay, gotcha.
I've never convinced somebody to actually go all the way through with marrying me.
Gotcha.
So, my question is, what's the next step? Because you've given us successful tips in the past. Do you passive-aggressively talk about hot women in front of her?
So, I need to establish
if you're going to
talk about hot guys, then I can talk about hot girls. Well, I think they're just going to escalate it, and jealousy is going to happen. I don't want jealousy to happen, but I do need to establish the dominance again, right?
Okay, well, how do you do that? Jimmy Garoppolo might win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you better win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
She's
going to say she wants his Vince Lombardi trophy.
That's what's going to happen. She's going to be like, I'd totally accept passes from him, you know? And I'd
yes!
Like, and here's the thing. She's going to want to watch the Super Bowl now. She never wants to watch the Super Bowl. Never! But now that she knows that he's going to be on, she's going to be like, hey, aren't we going to watch the Super Bowl?
And start asking, do they always wear white pants?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are they wearing white in that
yes.
one? Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
And then the other thing, let me ask you this. Would you be more angry about that or if she just sat on the couch and just was like, you know, I think this officially makes him the best quarterback ever from Eastern Illinois? Like, which would infuriate you more?
Oh, because of Romo?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. From the 469, you start talking about hot guys. What? Why would I?
Ooh, yeah.
How's that going to work?
That's a good question. Who do you think is the most attractive NFL football player then?
I'm not. Somebody said from the 817, man, that's a good question. It's got to be Jimmy G, actually, right?
Do you think he's more handsome than Kingsbury, though?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Ooh. From those 817, one time my girlfriend wouldn't stop drooling over Megan Fox. Would that change things for you guys?
I mean, I think you would be fine if she was like, hey, look at this hot girl.
I think you need to just find things about Jimmy G that are, like, weird. Because Megan Fox, one of my ex-girlfriends, I was always talking about her, and she was like, well, yeah, she has weird thumbs. And then, like, I looked at her thumbs, and she has toe thumbs.
Yeah, she does have toe thumbs.
It's really weird.
And so, yeah. So it
doesn't work for me anymore.
Kind of like Minka Kelly. With her ankles. I get it. I see what you're saying there. All right, so here's the other thing, though.
This person from the 817, their wife loves Jesse Palmer and now football on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it begins.
He also does, like, some baking shows, too, on, like, the Food Network.
Oh,
so,
he does?
Yeah, he's all over the place.
From the 817, his girl thinks Aaron Hernandez is cute. Well, he's dead, so you're probably okay there. I mean, he is dead.
One guy says that his wife is totally into Thor, and so he has to watch Marvel movies all the time, and he doesn't like Marvel movies.
Look.
Is she into Fat Thor?
That's fair, because Fat Thor is okay, but regular Thor is objectively
handsome. Have her watch the El Royale movie, Bad Night at El Royale. Once you see him in that character, it'll probably turn your wife off.
No, it won't.
Dude, he's a cult leader.
Yeah, who has unquestionable swagger and still that hair. Look, I'm not supporting cult leaders, but...
What?
The reason they convince people to follow them is because they have some, like, innate personality inside of them that makes people attracted to them, all right? Don't join a cult, but don't assume that somebody won't be won over by a cult leader. You gotta be careful, man.
From the 817, don't worry if she's talking about people that are better looking than you. Start worrying if she's talking about people that aren't not as good at looking as you.
Yeah, like if she sees fat Jonah Hill in some sort of prestige movie and she's like, you know what, he looks pretty good, then you're in trouble.
But I will say, I mean, did you see George Kittle's, did you see Kittle's
shirtless shirt
afterwards?
Yeah.
He had a shirt of shirtless Jimmy Garoppolo on his chest.
And it was autographed, I believe.
Yes, Jiffy. He's walking around with another man's naked body on his chest.
See, that's weird. Like, you already don't really want to wear another man's last name on your back. Definitely don't want to wear another man's shirtless picture of himself on your chest.
And yet they're still going to the Super Bowl, and there's nothing you can do
to stop
it.
And I bet there's
going to
be another shirt. I bet there's going to be another shirt just like that in the future.
He might play shirtless for the Super Bowl because of that shirt.
I'd have to read through the rules. That's probably not allowed, but I'm fascinated by that.
Shirtless and some sunglasses.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.